Welcome to Podtacular episode 212, Halo Reach Anticipation Show, for the week of January 3rd, 2010. Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo podcast. I am your host, Dust Storm.
I'm your host, Gene Lewis.
I'm your host, Brent Gamer.
I am your host, Pankillo 05.
I am your host, Chucky J.
And I am your guest host, ODST EJ Walk.
Nice.
Big hostess. And we are live, but we don't have live people. So,
not this.
They got tired of waiting.
I
understand.
I mean, we were on and live at 3:30, which is kind of
it's the pre-show.
Yeah, we had.
Yeah, there's always a pre-show.
We had lots of interesting things go on before the show actually started.
Yeah,
starting almost an hour and a half late. But nonetheless,
okay.
Here we are. End of the new year, 2010.
I hear it's going to be a good one.
Fast.
Hope so.
Hopefully.
Better be.
Somebody's going to pay.
And my pork and black beads, or black-eyed peas, which is supposed to be a good luck meal.
So okay. Hopefully.
Yeah.
It's a southern thing, I guess.
No, we typically do that, too.
Oh, you do?
Not this year, so maybe it'll be a bad year.
Hopefully not.
Like, I was Friday the 13th.
What was Friday the 13th?
Never mind, you didn't get it.
Bro.
Anyway, this week we're doing the much-delayed Reach Anticipation Show from the world premiere trailer that was released on Spike's VGA's Awards, which was, I have to say, it was pretty nice. It wasn't, I thought it could have been better. I got more out of the ODST trailer than I did this one, but nonetheless, I thought it was still pretty good. What do you guys think about it?
You mean the trailer itself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty cool, man. I mean, it was a little bit disappointing because there was no gameplay.
Well, there wasn't supposed to be. It's a teaser, not the trailer.
I was under the impression that there was an actual gameplay.
No,
but it was in engine.
Oh yeah, that was definitely in-game graphics.
This isn't
a Sony teaser.
Which is pretty good. I thought they did a lot better with the face animations this time around. I thought that was done a whole lot better.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff to think about. I mean, I think it's subtly showing a lot of stuff that may be in the game.
Well, if you listen to the Bungie podcast too, they said it's a completely new team developing it that hasn't done the original Halo 1, 2.
No. Don't say that.
Really?
I'm sure there's some influence over there, but it's supposed to be.
No. You heard wrong.
That's what they said on the podcast.
No. What they said on the podcast was that the people out there on the internet are saying that it's a whole new team. Nobody who was involved in Halo was involved in Halo Reach. And so the guy who they were talking to said nothing could be further from the truth. You know, that he's been with the team since Myth, and he's working on it. And there's a lot of people working on it that worked on the previous games. Yeah.
Is why we put Chucky on the podcast.
Yeah. Good job, Chuck. I like it.
Covering our back.
Yeah. They were talking about all the rumors that were out on the internet about
me.
Okay. Well, there were lots of them going on, so I guess I just got confused.
I can't blame you, because I thought the same thing.
And it's like, Chucky's like, wait, let me hear that again.
Yeah.
You're good to catch that kind of stuff for us.
Yeah. The five new Spartans, that's going to be interesting.
Oh, that looks cool.
6 at one?
6.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's right.
Including other than the main character, I guess he's talking about right. 5. But, I don't know, did it seem to me like it was possibly introducing kind of class style?
Yeah,
yeah that's what I'm thinking. I think they're heading towards Call of Duty type gameplay.
Yeah.
Well, not really. It's more or less like you're going to pick to be the sniper, and then so like your melees are less, but you can quick aim easier or something, you know? Like you can't melee it. That's what I'm thinking.
I hope it's not
that, that's kind of like perks with COD.
I mean, not really. Get it? You don't really melee. You don't really have stats that go down or up. You just have like better guns and stuff. Isn't that right? I'm thinking like there's gonna be like actual like stat base, not just weapons.
I don't. What do you guys think? What if it was exactly like Halo, except you can pick your initial loadout?
It's too much like Call of Duty. I wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, like if it was like a battlefield setting where there was not 4-on-4, I'm gonna give an example of this 25 people in a match at once, then it would work. But if it's just 4-on-4, I don't like it.
Well, it would make sense to me if you did that for something like campaign where you like if they do like 6 online campaign, which I think they might do if they get the whole bandwidth thing figured out, then you could specify a class you wanted to play during a campaign run. And then you would be basically the designated heavy weapons or sniper or close combat guy. I think that would be
I hope we don't switch between characters like in COD or in ODST. I just like one main character.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That would
kind of like falling the Arbiter and everybody at once. I mean, I hope it's just we're just following that one dude.
I don't know, I'm looking for Halo Reach to be something different than what the last 3 Halos have been.
As long as the story just doesn't get confusing and makes perfect sense, I'll be happy with it, because I'm just, I want it to be more, who dropped?
More what?
Painkiller dropped.
Yeah, I just, want it to be more toward the story side. Like, keep the multiplayer pretty much the same, I think. Don't mess with it, but just make a better story.
The thing is, though, we already have the multiplayer with Halo 3, so it's kind of like there's it's time for something a little different.
Okay, so how different do you want it?
Well, no, I think the question. I'm personally okay with the class thing. If they implement some kind of class structure. But, again, that's me, so... I know, I'm looking forward to the campaign, too.
Do you like the idea of a class structure? But you said you didn't like Call of Duty, and to make it more like Call of Duty. I'm just trying to see if I'm understanding this correctly.
I didn't say I didn't like.
Yeah,
I don't like Call of Duty not because of the class structure. I didn't like Call of Duty because they didn't have a dedicated server.
Right, because of what they did to the PC gamers.
Yeah.
I thought you liked the original one because of it.
I mean, I think the class structure is pretty cool because you drop in and you have a specific role you play, but you can still pick up other weapons from other classes, which is another. Another cool thing that you can do.
Yeah, but then there won't be the big beginning game rush toward a specific weapon. People can't really hoard weapons like they normally do.
Well, unless there's certain thing you can't equip with, and then you can go rush.
Right. Yeah, but I think people would make more use of the map if they started with a weapon they liked off the bat
You could
like MLG settings. I mean, it would. I mean, Halo is known to, find a certain part of the map and then keep it. So that it would totally get rid of strategy. It would make it more on just shooting people in the face like Call of Duty. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to say it's going to get completely rid of strategy, but it's going to highly diminish it. You know? I mean, you're doing a bunch of stuff for – your people running times in their heads and doing spawn points, but this one's pretty much you're just going to be shooting people. If they want to do it for that, it's like Gears of War style, that you just kill everybody and then they restart the round, then I could see that being good. But if they want to keep it the same way, then yeah, I mean, I could. If they want to change it, that'd be fine. But if they want to keep it the same way, just keep it the same way. Don't change it.
But I think Halo 3 was that effort, and I think that should be the end of that part, and it's time for something different. And it doesn't necessarily have to be class structured, but you have a specific layout, and depending on what weapon you choose as your primary, it limits your secondary and what else you can do. So, in essence, there's kind of a class structure to it, but it's not limited like it is for Call of Duty.
What I want to change is basically make it so that there can't be any complaining about the multiplayer. Like, don't make it that if you shoot close to somebody's face, that you hit them in the face. You know, I want them to fix that part. I want them to keep it the same and just fix the stuff that's currently...
Well, if you want to fix, then ask for an update to the game, not a completely new game that just fixes the small little thing.
I don't think there's an element that they can actually do that, though.
Why not?
Do that with, I mean,
I think it's just like the entire engine itself.
Sorry, what were you saying, PK?
I think, like, in order to fix that stuff, they'd have to, like, redo, like, the entire game engine. Like, I think it's just kind of a minor glitch, but
it's caused by
a big piece.
But the game engine isn't that big. It's maybe the max of 50 megs. And that's probably
match. I don't think what he's saying is it's not...
Engine. For one little spot, then you have to test it for every part of the game again.
I don't think he's saying it's a technological error on the part. I think he's saying that systematically it is flawed to the point where the map structure and everything else has been, you know, designed around the current system.
Right.
And if you were to change that system, it would be messed up because the maps have already been designed for it. And it would require a new game that is, you know, designed around the new system with the improvements that Greg would want with the new maps that revolve around that.
Okay.
You kind of see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, like look at Halo 2. They had, like, the BXR and the BXB and all those other button glitches that they never managed to fix, but they fixed stuff like rocket flying and sword glitches.
Yeah.
Like, flawed by design instead of specification.
I just find it weird that you can be in midair and flying one direction, and then you can sword lunge a completely different direction and kill someone. I think that's still a little messed up.
Super jumping was awesome.
That was it. They should bring jumping back.
Boing. I never got into the whole super jumping thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever pulled one off, but I did do the sword rocket thing. That was pretty cool.
That was always...
I could never quad shot. That was always what I was bad at.
Yeah, I could never quad shot either.
I never button glitched. I played legit. I'm like, you cheaters.
I didn't have an Xbox at that time to really do that, so... I got stuck in
Halo 2. That's 2005.
Was it 2005?
Actually, today, sometime around this month, like this week, marks my 5-year anniversary of Xbox Live.
Really?
No, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It is.
Wow.
Congrats. Some people have like 7 years from like beta testing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so any other thoughts on the trailer before we move on to another topic?
Yeah.
Well, what did you think about the flying vehicle that we saw?
Oh, the little helicopter thing?
Was it the Hawk? Is it a Hawk? What is it? What do you think?
I was wondering the same thing, Greg.
It's a vehicle.
It looks... There's some things that make it look like a Hawk, but I'm not sure.
Looks bigger.
I don't know if it looks bigger than a Hawk, but you mean bigger than a Hornet?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like I think it looks like more of a personnel carrier than it does like an attack vehicle.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a personnel carrier.
What are you talking about when you're saying Hawk?
The Halo Wars vehicle, the ultimate thing when you upgrade your Hornets all the way.
And your Anders.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about now.
They're more sleek. And they have more powerful weapons than the Hornets.
Right, right. I don't know. I think, like ODST said, it's more like a personnel carrier. Like a,
it's pretty cool, though, that extra drops like that. Though, like, in the way that Halo's set up now, that basically would be pointless. A personnel carrier, unless it had, like, machine guns on every side of it.
No, if you look, there is machine guns on both sides of it. Like, I'm not saying it's, like, completely weak, but there are, like, there's, like, light machine guns on, like the bottom and, like, the sides, yeah. If you look at pictures.
Could be like a light insurgency kind of vehicle where you come in, drop, and then pull out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, even... I
remember an episode of Podtacular where this was before Halo 3 came out, and oh yeah, it was the Babam. Remember the Babam story where JVB and Fumo were talking about how awesome it would be to be in a Pelican and just Babam, you know, drop a bunch of people off and drop off, you know, drop some bombs.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely not a Hawk. I'm looking at pictures of the Hawk right now.
Okay.
The Hawk is... Apparently the Hawk is not its actual name. It's called the Sparrow Hawk.
No just way.
A, yeah.
Yeah, he's right.
It's a short...
Halopedia.
Just say it's a shortened name.
Yeah. Anyway.
I learned something today.
Learn something every day.
So if you notice... in the trailer, the guy called George 052, he has grenades across his chest, like from a grenade launcher.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's all about.
Is
that George or is that Ghost?
That's George. Ghost, that's Modern Warfare 2.
No, but there's a Ghost guy in the trailer.
Yeah.
We've been calling him Ghost anyway.
What, the guy with the skull?
The guy with the skull on his face. He's George 052.
No, George is the big.
No,
George is the big tank guy.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I don't know Skull.
Yeah, we don't know.
I think Skull guy the name yet.
Yeah.
If you guys go to the Halo Reach forum, it's one of the most responded topics. It's called like a few things spotted with pictures updated. This guy has a ton of good stuff, like new emblem, grenade launcher rounds, like vehicles, new battle rifles, different characters and things like that, and it's all labeled nice, pretty good.
The combat knives.
Huh. Yeah. Like, yeah, they're guessing this one, that Scully is Indian because he's got that knife shaped like that.
Huh.
It looks like an Indian knife. Like, it's pretty detailed. It's pretty good.
What about the sniper girl with the robotic arm? That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That's Cat. The Cat or Kate?
I think it's Cat.
Yeah, Cat 320.
So the two possibilities we came up for that.
It says it on her armor.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, I haven't looked at that.
You gotta look really close.
I haven't looked at the video in that much detail yet.
If you went through ODST, if you looked on the license plates of the cars, there was like secret things to Halo Reach. So it showed some of their service tags.
I'd link you guys, but I can't find the chat room.
Oh no.
we'll have it in the external links. I guess, when PK finds it. Nice pretty cardinal outside.
Oh, there it is.
Go away.
So the two things we came up with in the forums was that either her arm got blown off, or when she's in the process of becoming a Spartan, like her arm got all messed up and they replaced it with a robotic arm.
Well, if you're sniping that much, I'm sure you get a lot of recoil.
Right.
So, or they might have replaced it just for that purpose. Anyway, I'm sure we'll probably figure that out when they actually release the game. But anything else left on the trailer that you guys want to mention?
Elites. You get to fight elites again.
Yay!
That's going to be so much fun.
Oh, I know.
I'm just fighting elites. With
I don't. I think brutes were so much easier.
With the dying yell. The
brutes were easy, dude.
The brutes were too easy. The dying screams of the elites are so much fun.
Yeah.
That was a little too good.
Really, I did. Hey,
that sounds me. Yeah.
And when they were flying off, the music was pretty cool too. I like what.
Yeah, Marty is the man.
Yes,
Marty's a god.
this guy on the forums listing all the stuff. He says this new aircraft thing. He's calling it the Eagle.
Because of the little picture on the wing.
Maybe. I don't know, but he's just calling it the Eagle.
Man, there must have been a lot of details I missed.
Yeah. Well, we don't know for sure that it's called the Eagle, but that's his guess. Well,
yeah,
that's just this guy's nickname. But,
yeah, you need to watch it a few more times, Dusty.
No kidding.
There's some cool stuff that's like hidden little nuggets.
I haven't watched it frame by frame like some people have, probably.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember when the ODST trailer came out? I went crazy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember, PK.
You mean...
You were all over it.
You mean the Halo 3 Recon trailer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Do you think that was a good name change from Recon to ODST?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because people like are still saying, like, oh, they only named it Recon because they're just making this game to sell Recon. You know, that would just...
Yeah, kind of did too.
Yeah, I paid $60 for my Recon helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish they'd figured out all that stuff sooner. You know, figured out the pricing.
Well, then
figured out the scope of the game, but instead they were in such a rush, they just started talking and
Microsoft
naming
pushed
stuff.
Them.
Yeah.
So. That's just supports my argument why Microsoft should have left it to Bungie. But again,
the problem is that Microsoft didn't help out Bungie at all. That one E3, Bungie was supposed to come on stage with what's his name? I think it's Dan Matrick. And like last minute, Dan Matrick pulled I think Shishka,
Brian Gerard,
off to the side and said, "Dude, you can't show this video here. We're gonna wait till I can't remember. What event did they show?
Tokyo Game Show or something?
Yeah, it was at like TGS. But they pulled it off of the E3 show floor. They wouldn't show it at the Microsoft keynote.
I didn't know.
So I think a lot of the problem with that was that Microsoft didn't give them any support at all.
Yeah. They had the whole countdown thing going and everything, and everyone was all pumped. The Microsoft was just like, no. That Bungie's like, great. We just had all this anticipation.
I loved how they put that letter up calling them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like in the nicest way possible.
Yeah.
Microsoft did this to us.
Oh, Microsoft's a bunch of jerks.
Well, I mean, they like I think Brent made a point on another show, like without Microsoft, Halo would be nowhere, which is a pretty good point, because the only people that else would pick it up would be Mac, and
it was Mac and PC. It was shown
I thought it was only Mac at the time.
It was only Mac for a while. No, the original.
No.
It was for a while. I mean, I can't remember the third-person shooter part.
They announced it at Macworld with Steve Jobs, but every game since Marathon 2 that they've made has been Mac and PC. They were going to make it for Mac and PC.
Well, you got to make money. So you release it for PC, but you're the one to release it for Mac.
Right. Exactly. They weren't going to keep Halo just for Mac.
Right. But, I mean, still, the fact that...
Marathon 1 was the only... And then their previous games was the only Mac-only game that they've made.
GNOP.
Yeah, and GNOP.
And now they're Xbox platform.
And Desert Storm. Right?
I don't know. I'm still having my anticipations on Halo 3 coming out for the PC. Although it probably won't happen. I still have my hopes.
It's never going
to... Still have my hopes for it.
I'd be surprised if that happened.
Yeah, you keep hoping.
Still waiting for the Mac version of Zork.
Keep hoping. I'm
still waiting for my floating golden toilet. Still waiting for that.
I'm still waiting for Duke Nukem Forever.
You're waiting for a while, buddy.
I think if they didn't mess up Halo 2 Vista so much, it would have sold a lot better.
Yeah. I think it was just too far after the date for people to really buy it anyway.
Well, they messed it up so much because they required it with all the gold stuff. You had to have gold to host the server. And you had to some players can restrict it to gold access only. You couldn't do cross platform, which was another big factor.
That's kind of annoying. Shadowrun was cross platform, and having the PC version, it's not very balanced. I don't know how you would balance Halo 2 and auto the aim. Xbox platform.
It's the auto aim.
Yeah,
I can tell you that right now because I don't know. I started playing Halo 2 just the last week for a little bit since I didn't bring my Xbox power supply back with me, which sucked. And I started playing with mouse and keyboard. Wasn't doing that well, and I put in my controller, and I did a whole lot better. So, I mean, with the people who can precision aim with mice, and then you have the auto aim with the controller, it just balances out actually pretty well.
But if you're talking about the strict auto aim where it really helps you, that messes me up so bad because I end up shooting at the wrong targets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or, you're trying to aim at someone, long range, and someone walks in front of you and just completely throws off your shot.
Yeah.
So, if possible, it probably makes my game worse, but I turn it off just because it's annoying.
Yeah, okay.
So you say you turn off auto-aim?
Yeah.
I don't turn it off.
If possible.
Because you're a noob, G-Nubbus.
Yeah, I
am. Mr. I Love MLG.
I don't know, the auto-aim for me has actually been pretty helpful, especially with snipers.
Yeah, I like you said, I don't like it when somebody runs in front of you. Let's say if you're trying to aim and someone runs in front of you, and then it's just oh, forget it.
Are you allowed to use auto aim in the MLG?
I'm assuming because it's default, there is a little bit of auto aim in there.
Right. There's a little bit. Yes.
I'm assuming you can't have any handicapped enabled. But I think the whole thing with the default auto aim is still allowed for MLG. Because I think part of it's also learning how the auto aim helps you. I think that's another big part of how they get so good at that thing. Is you play the auto aim or you don't. Don't play the controllers straight up. You play the auto aim. But anyway, in rant.
So we haven't heard anything from Bungie since the podcast, right?
No, not that I've seen.
Okay. I'm always looking to soak up the new information.
Yeah. Especially now since they have us a little more hooked and we don't have information to really go off of. Yeah. You can really only speculate for so long before you get bored. But
unless you're a fan fiction writer.
Well, yes.
True.
I'll probably go on and on forever and ever. Anyway, let's go ahead and get on to some random frags, and then we'll move on to another topic a little later. Someone take the first one? Or do you want me guys to take it? I know Greg wants to take Ian's, so we'll save that. No? Okay, I'll take the first one then. Puxatony Phil writes in, "Yo, what's up? Do you have an idea or any idea who I am?" Okay, G. Lewis probably didn't get that reference, but I'm Puxatony Phil, finally back. Is that supposed to mean something, Greg?
He's Punxsutawney filling us in. I don't.
Nice.
He says, "Keep lots of school, no time, yada yada yada." But I'm back now, so keep on fragging. He said he had a good one, but he forgot, so keep on fragging trucks.
What?
Good one next time. Merry Christmas.
Bail boat.
Toot.
Puxatony Philcrest out like a boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Anywho. Brent, what's your next one?
Alright. DJ 12 King says, "Hey guys, just wanted to let you know that for Christmas I got an Xbox 360 Modern Warfare 2 edition. I have Halo ODST, Modern Warfare 2, and Assassin's Creed 2. I have a question, though. I was looking through the achievements for the Halo 3 multiplayer disc, and I noticed that it had achievements related to the campaign. It doesn't come with the campaign? I'm a bit confused. Thanks, love the show. I can understand what you're talking about now."
That's the guy that's been hanging around but didn't have an Xbox.
Yeah.
He's cool. I'm confused here. Multiplayer disc?
No, yeah,
the multiplayer disc from ODST.
And his campaign technically Halo 3 and he can't get
finished,
so...
I see.
Yeah, so, the campaign's from actual Halo 3. I guess he didn't actually buy Halo 3.
So you have to buy Halo 3 disc to get those.
Yeah,
I haven't had it.
The game's probably pretty cheap now, though. Probably like 30
yeah,
bucks.
It's old.
Yeah.
It's outdated and old.
So last decade.
Very nice.
Yeah, both were, I guess.
Very nice.
I'm going to go ahead and read the next one here. It's from Ian, soon to be the president of my fan club. I'm going to read this. If anybody listening to this understands what I'm saying, you guys are really. You're probably young. But I don't have any idea what he's trying to say. Anyway, here we go. This is what Ian writes in. He said, "Yeah, this is awesome. Gila, this is so funny, but guys, wish I could, but I am too young. I'm only young, though I listen to you on my iPod. Keep on fragging trucks. Dude, I wish I could come. I live in Orlando. Yeah, I go to all the conventions, even MLG. What up?"
So, yeah, that didn't make any sense.
He's saying he can't come to Orlando, yet he comes to every MLG.
I'm thinking he must have wrote that a long time ago for like the Dallas one. And
yeah,
it's recent. It was a recent submission. It was a recent submission.
His capitalization is terrible.
All the submissions are in dated order from oldest to most recent. So, I mean, it was very recent. I don't know. Who wants to take Big Gooba Fish?
Yeah, I don't think it's supposed to make any sense.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I would hope that it's not supposed to. But.
There's no punctuation in it at all.
Terrible capitalization.
Remember, this is not zero punctuation. This is podtacular.
Yes, remember.
Which you should go watch if you don't watch it. It's really funny.
It is.
Done by an Aussie.
Board game?
What?
What?
PK, you want to get Big Gooba Fish?
Okay.
Big Gooba Fish
writes in. He says, "Hi, Podtacular. It's the Big Gooba Fish again. This is my random frag for the week. Today I was thinking about Halo Reach, and I thought that Bungie might be able to incorporate a skill system for the multiplayer. Something like gaining points and saving them up to upgrade your Spartans with increased speed or strength. Speed can improve your movement pace, and strength can improve your grenade throw distance and heavy weapon mobility. This is a multiplayer function, and that I think would work well and add a new element to the Halo formula. I might get angrily typed at for saying it, but I think it would be fun. An RPG element is in a mostly shooting game. Borderlands did it. Final Warfare 2 did it. I don't see how Halo Reach couldn't. Also, last episode, you said you couldn't email me. Well, here's my email. Keep on fragging trucks that have a power level of 9,000.
That's a recall show.
Why were we supposed to be emailing him? And the email will be in the show notes for anyone who wants to...
It's big. You have to get home now?
What?
So I guess I'll come back soon and I'll get the key.
Oh no, were we supposed to email him about something?
Maybe he was the guy that couldn't come on the forums or something, so he wanted people to email him.
Who, Big Gooba Fish?
Yeah.
He's not on the forums.
Big Gooba.
Nom nom.
I feel like I know.
We probably I don't remember the reference, but it probably means we don't have time to email you, so come join us on the forums.
Yay.
We don't remember what the whole situation was, so send us an email or something. Mine's dustarm@podtacular.com. Greg's is glewis@podtacular.com, so I'm sure you can get hold of either one of us.
I'm pretty sure I can email him.
Anyway, moving right along.
I want this one.
Okay, take it.
1 sec. Alright, okay. IGILK147 says, "Hey guys, it's IGILK with a frag. Keep on fragging Trailcorn anus armor covered in fart juice that is being eaten by midgets that Dusty is trying to snipe while eating lasagna out of a warthog that is traveling 50 trillion miles per hour."
Did you actually count the zeros?
Yeah, I did. That's why I went under this guy. I counted the zeros.
Oh, okay.
This time, to a dimension where there are A equals angry flying nanas, nanas. Want to watch G's dad.
A equals angry.
Squirrels and wraiths are covered in midges testicles that are eaten by Fumo G, who is splattering midgets with his gum paste.
That's not splattering, it's splassering.
Splassering.
Splazering.
Splazering.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Wow. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, that was...
I'm speechless.
That was pretty cool.
If you
no, like, I just feel rejuvenated.
Okay.
That's good, Greg. We want you to be rejuvenated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's all that we have for random facts this week. Next part of the show, we're going to discuss a little more of the anticipation side. We talked about the trailer in the first part. And now we're going to go around and I'm going to start conversation off with what you guys most want with Halo Reach, what you think Bungie should put in, what they should leave out, what they should change, if anything. So, I already said before, the class system might be a good addition, I think. And I don't know, with maybe some of the leak picks that they have, the whole weapon forging thing, I'm not sure what to really make of that. What do you guys think?
The weapon
run passes that we don't know. Just the
weapon what thing?
Weapon the forging. Weapon Let forging. Us know about that, because we don't know what it is.
Well, there were the leaked picks, and that's what people thought about it. Do you think that could be a possibility in here, like combining certain weapons?
Oh, you mean like the Needler rifle thing that was in one of those blurry picks?
Yeah.
Combine like a Spartan laser with a rocket launcher, make like a super heavy weapon.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking like if anyone plays TF2 with the recent TF2 update where you could forge items into new items.
Yeah.
I'm thinking something like that where you might be able to forge certain weapons together to make new weapons.
That would be cool.
I remember a Halo Custom Edition mod where the Needler basically shot out a beam rifle round, but when it hit the person, it had the Needler explosion, so it could be like mods like that in a way. Maybe not exactly like that.
I remember seeing an assault rifle that shot out only rockets, like at blazing speed. That was awesome.
Chaos.
The rocket launcher that shoots trains, if you played Halo 2.
Oh, no.
What, like on Terminal?
Yeah. Terminal? I love that mod. That was a fun mod.
Or have you seen that there was like some hackers who had like on Call of Duty unlimited grenade ammo that didn't reload?
Oh, yeah.
It was like rapid fire. I think it was crazy.
But yeah, so what do you guys think about those? Would that be kind of cool? Do you think it should be left out?
I think it would be cool.
Yeah, I think that would be interesting.
Would there be like any certain weapon combos you guys would look forward to? I'd like to see like a assault rifle or BR rifle with a grenade launcher attachment. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I would do that. That'd be pretty cool. I could see that happening.
Grenade launcher is bad enough in Modern Warfare 2 and Call of Duty 4. I don't know if I'd want that in Halo.
You don't want a nuke too?
I think it would work. No, nuke too is bad.
You got shields. I think it'd work.
Yeah, but I mean, you just shoot a noob too, that's all, it drops their shields, and you just pop them in the head. It's like a noob combo all over again.
Yeah, it's the new noob combo with the grenade launcher.
No, I would think the grenade launcher would be weaker than an actual grenade, though.
Yeah. Kind of, I mean, that kind of beats the purpose of it, then.
I mean, I'm
faster.
Like, from Halo Custom Edition, that the custom map team made a grenade launcher BR, and it wasn't as powerful as a grenade, but it only took like 2 more BR shots to kill a person. So it wouldn't be like too much weaker, but it would be weak enough to where it balanced out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could work.
And then
they might have to like power down some other weapons, which could not be. I mean, if they're adding the
could have like high splash damage. Like, they're not a high splash, but a big splash radius.
Or, like, in Call of Duty, maybe, like, it's stronger if it just, like, pierces right through you without exploding.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. I just love doing that. Throwing a grenade, like, right into somebody before it explodes.
Cooking the grenade?
No, I'm talking about grenade launchers, where you, like, shoot a grenade launcher into somebody before it explodes.
Oh, yeah. I like the little animation that pops up with the guy falling back.
Yeah.
The big grenade in his gut. Yeah, I think that would be pretty interesting to see the whole forging weapons thing.
I'd like it if for Halo they did a leaderboard type dealy like in Call of Duty where like you can't go down in level, you can only go up.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
The true skill content is so broken. I mean, level is ridiculous. I saw 50 versus like level 1. It's a 50-50 chance the 1 can beat the 50. It's so broken.
That's why I don't judge anybody on rank in Halo. It's just
no. I think it's a good idea. I just don't think it's.
Oh, I agree. It's a good idea. It's just not practical.
Because, I mean, if you're thinking of the Call of Duty style, you're thinking experience, how many games you've played, where the true skill is like, okay, how well do you actually play? So it's two different concepts in my book.
True skill really should work. I don't know why it doesn't.
It's not, I think it's not properly implemented, and there's so many exploits out there, like boosting.
Yeah.
And other things like
people just go to 50 because, like, of the cool factor, not the... I actually deserve this factor.
Right.
I don't even see the point of buying a 50. I mean, you play against other 50s and just get your ass kicked all day. I mean...
Well, then there's the little 2-year-olds that play online, which are oh so annoying.
Yeah.
They're not all bad.
No, they're not all bad, but most of them are pretty bad.
Yeah.
Granted, Lil Kuka is probably one of the more mature young teenagers I've met online, but granted,
well, at this point, Lil Kook might be older than EJY. Actually, I don't know.
I'm 14.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just saying. When
I think he's 16 now.
I am sweet.
I mean, Lil Kook.
Now, I remember back when he was 13.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
But.
Those were the days.
Yeah, yeah. Back with when Fumo and JBB were hosting.
You guys had Tool Booth Willie. I'm glad I wasn't around for that.
Oh God, don't remind me.
Yeah, there's been some bad memories too. That's for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, you get both of them. That's kind of the only way to go. But
yep.
Anything you guys can think of that you would like to see, not see.
I would not like to see class.
A better forge system would be nice.
Yeah.
No.
Far Cry 2 on the Xbox had an amazingly powerful map making system, and Forge seems like crap compared to it. If they could do something like that, it'd be.
Well, I mean, it's on. It's Far Cry on the Xbox. Like, could you do it with a controller?
That's Far Cry on the Xbox. Yeah. Okay. Like you could change terrain and.
I can understand not having the map editor on the computer because you can exploit code probably really easily. But I mean, with the Forge thing in Halo 3, they could have at least done a 90 degree snap feature.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And I don't know. I wish you could change the scenery around a little bit.
Right.
Like add a few more scenery things for like Machinima and stuff. And I'm actually.
I wish like.
Then there's the whole resource cap thing. Like, you can only have X amount of stuff, which, I mean, I understand they're trying not to, like, crash people's Xbox.
Yeah, have you ever been on a map that had too much stuff on it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I've made one of those maps before. Remember my pit map with all the explosives?
Oh, yeah, I've seen plenty of those.
Yeah.
I like making maps with random holes in them so you just fall right through. That's
Yeah, the minor glitches where you have one pixel underneath the floor and you start falling through the floor and you die.
Yeah.
Here's one thing I want to see is more massive battles. Not just the campaign, but...
I'm a big fan of battle.
You know, like, give me 3 tanks and 5 warthogs and, you know, 2 of these new eagle things and, you know, per team. And then let's go at it.
All... actual players playing it, but do AI massive battles with the 4-player, or if they do it, 6-player co-op. That would be cool.
Yeah, I totally
90
agree.
Versus 90 multiplayer.
I think if they could fix the whole bandwidth and 16-player cap, if they could bump up to 32 players online.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
That would be
I'm a huge
so
fan of Big Team Battle.
Fun.
I want a Blood Gold / Containment or Coagulation remake.
Mm-hmm.
I love like the big kind of not really empty maps, but just like the large open spaces. I love those because they're action packed, lots of vehicles. I mean, I love
Halo.
That's Halo to me.
The other thing that's Halo to me is Headlong.
Oh my god, I miss Headlong so much.
Mm-hmm.
Halo 2 has such great maps. So, one with the bridge and the seventh column like statue, and is like a construction site. Halo 2.
It was the big building.
Yeah, that was
the bomb or the flag would be inside on the second floor of the building.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Like Halo 2 has so many good maps, but I think Halo 3 was lacking so much. Halo 3, I can't think of a single Halo 3 map that I enjoyed as much as a number of Halo 2 maps.
Mm. Maybe Valhalla.
Yeah, Valhalla was pretty good.
Nice. That's about it.
I don't even really like Valhalla. Valhalla in the beta was so much funner than Valhalla that's out right now.
What was really different between the two? I mean, I didn't think there was too much, but then again,
I can't remember. But
they took out some hiding spots that were totally unbalanced and unfair.
Yeah.
They like totally messed with the trip mine. The trip mine used to be on Valhalla, and
you
could like stick to the bottom of vehicles, and you could like set traps like with vehicles, and that was so nice. I don't know why they got rid of that.
The trip mine is like so weak now; it can barely destroy anything.
Oh yeah, it was amazing in the beta. It was like perfect.
It was so much fun.
It totally nuked it. I love just like parking a warthog in the middle of like the map and then just throwing a trip mine under it, stick to the bottom.
Halo 3, they make it so that like you pretty much don't get vehicles ever for any kind of reason.
I mean, the trip mines don't really
kill you.
And I mean, they nerfed the Banshees. The Banshee like sucks now. You can't aim down. Like that just kind of ruins it.
I think they fixed some of it in ODST if you played that at all. Like, you could aim down more. Like, it was a lot easier to fly it.
Yeah.
I thought. I want to be able to drop a bomb on a Banshee, you know, like, drop it, like, straight down.
That would be cool.
Like you can in battle stations.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Well, then again, you'd probably have to switch that for the fuel rod cannon in the front.
I don't mind. The shoot rock camp is hard to aim.
You just have to make things more even, because, like, in Halo 3, like, in Halo 2, it was the weapon, the vehicles were too strong. In Halo 3, it's the not being the
like if Halo 1 Banshees were terrible. Like, you could take those things out with a pistol.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty weak. But I think the pistol is overpowered.
Yeah.
That was so strong.
People keep wanting that Halo 1 pistol back, but it's just...
It looks like they might be bringing it back, or at least, like... Halo 2 pistol, because the pistol's in the trailer for Reach.
I don't know, it kind of looked like a Halo 3 pistol to me.
Yeah, it did. For me, too.
We'll see.
I hope I'm wrong. I hated the Halo 3 pistol.
Yeah. I like the Halo 2 pistol.
Yeah, I did too. Most people didn't like it, but I really like the high rate of fire big clip.
Yeah.
We're going to get onto the submissions, you guys.
Good idea.
Unless there's anything else you guys want to talk about.
You know what I want? I want a big wearable recon helmet.
Yeah.
With my collector's with edition. Thing,
they have to have a wearable helmet.
Or what, like the legendary equivalent?
Yes.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
I want it to be Avatar. I want to have Avatar mode, so all my Spartans need to be Avatars running around with guns.
That would be hilarious.
That would be interesting.
I want it to be in 3D.
Natal. I wonder if they'll add Natal integration.
Maybe not.
No, but I mean, they could do it anyway.
I honestly don't see the first-person shooter genre being really compatible with Natal.
Yeah, me either. But I mean, they could do it anyway. I could play Halo 2 with a DDR map.
Apparently there was a leak with Half-Life 2 being played with Natal.
I saw that. That might be fake, but I don't know.
I heard on the Rooster Teeth podcast today.
Yeah, it was on Kotaku.
Oh, did they come up with a new one on the drunk tank? I need to get that.
But, I don't know.
But seriously, what if there is a legendary SKU, what would you want in it?
Wearable helmet sounds good.
Well, yeah, it has to be wearable, not like the one that we got.
The Halo Encyclopedia would be cool to come with.
Mm-hmm. I want the Halo Bible.
Yeah,
good luck with that.
Gonna infiltrate Bungie.
Maybe like a Scully figurine.
I want a figurine of Jerome. That's a you press buttons on him.
Old Jerome things.
Yeah, you press on the on him and he says certain things.
Who's Jerome?
Brent,
what?
Would you get that?
Who's Jerome?
God.
Brent,
what?
Would you
buy?
PK just got himself. Negative Greek cred right there. Sorry. Yeah.
Brent, would you buy a Jerome action figure or a signed thing?
Like a signed, picture of Jerome?
If it came with Halo.
He's the bodyguard for Bungie. He's like a big tough guy with a
that guy. I think we were talking about Halo. I know who that is.
He was on the Bungie podcast once, and then they had a...
I know who Jerome is.
Yeah.
Only if he comes with a brute hammer.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. I think there should be a game where all the dialogue is replaced by Jerome.
That'd be hilarious. Like a cheat code? Where No, they should have a code where, you turn something on and all the sound effects in the game are replaced by Jerome trying to make the sound effects.
Oh. Marty would have a heyday with that.
Yeah. Oh.
Didn't they have, a Half-Life 2 mod where they had that one guy?
Such a fun mod.
He just made all the sound effects with, his mouth and replaced them in the game. That was funny.
He replaced, 300 sound effects with his own, voice sound effects.
Every time, a bullet would hit wood, it would go boop, boop,
boop, boop.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is hardcore.
We need the old Halo 1 assault rifle.
They'll probably bring that back.
Yeah, it'll
be the same.
I like the Halo 3 one better, because the Halo 1 one has, I think it's a little too wide of a spray for...
That was a crazy spread.
Yeah, I want
the BR back.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be 50 of your enemy to really make it effective.
the BR was prototyping for like forever. I mean, the they BR's been a prototype for a long time.
I want the Halo 2 VR back.
That's what I want. I want the hit scan BR, but I know it's never coming back.
Yeah, it's too crazy.
No, it's not that it's too crazy. It's just like they figured out that they could do something other than hit scan, and now it would like seem technically inferior if they went back to it. They're like, "Dude, check it out. It has like actual range. Like it's not hit scan. It's awesome. It's cool." But like back in Halo 2, you'd be like all the way across the map. Yeah. As long as that dude was sitting there and you pegged him in the head, you get like a oh man, I miss the Halo 2 BR.
Would there be any new weapons you guys would be interested in having in the game, or do you think the old weapons?
I would say like a middle alternative to the assault rifle and the BR.
Yeah. Like, what would that be?
Not sure. I just think it's something that.
I like what they did.
The assault rifle.
The assault rifle.
Assault rifle.
The special assault rifle, actually.
I'd like to see them do something good with a plasma-based weapon, because it always seems like the plasma-based weapons take, like they're almost completely insufficient in multiplayer. Like the plasma rifle.
I know. I use the plasma rifle a lot.
A plasma rifle SMG combo is pretty effective.
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing about the plasma rifle is it takes out shields within 2 seconds.
Yeah, that was always the point. But after the shields, you have to lay down on them to get any kills. Well,
that's the point of it, though.
Yeah. Then how come like the Covenant has no like heavy weapons? Like I'd like to see Covenant heavy weapon. Like you said, the pocket pod. Yeah, they do the fuel rod, but I mean, that's not really used in multiplayer.
They need like a plasma equivalent of the shotgun.
That would be interesting.
The Brute Mauler was interesting, but that's still.
It's still like bullets.
Yeah.
Weapons that I come out is like different from the Covenant. They're more like
I guess
little.
You want to consider it kind of a plasma pistol. Charge is kind of like a shotgun.
How about some Forerunner weapons?
Yeah, more than Sentinel Beam.
Right.
I don't know how they put a Forerunner weapon on Reach.
Well, there's a Forerunner structure underneath, right?
Actually,
yeah,
like
I don't know why there would be Forerunner weapons there.
All Covenant weapons are actually
based on Covenant or Forerunner technology. Yeah, Forerunner. That was what the Prophets and the Elites were fighting over. Was the Elites didn't want to use Covenant or Forerunner technology, and the Prophets did, and then they ended up using it anyway during the war. So they're like, wait a minute, why are we fighting?
Let's side with the humans.
The Forerunner, it's Forerunner technology, but it's not used to the full extent, is what they were talking about. Like, the Covenant is not that smart. Like, they don't know how to use Forerunner technology to what it's to like its fullest. They only know how to use it to like a limited amount. So maybe they make like some sort of like sweet weapon you find in like the campaign or something that's a Forerunner like used to full extent.
Yeah, but I guess that's the problem I have with the plasma weaponry is that it takes the shields down quickly.
Yeah.
And I mean, but it just takes forever to kill them afterwards. With the human weaponry, the shields take a little longer to go down, but you can still get kills afterwards.
Yeah.
So it's got the best of both worlds, whereas the plasma weaponry is only good for one utility, and that's getting shields down. Well, and at that point, you have to switch your weapon out.
Mm-hmm. If you have a good strategy,
go around with BR all day long, just killing people.
If you have like, if you're on a team, you have a good strategy. A lot of times, you'll like designate like a shield. Like this is what I've learned from like a firefight. Like you have like a heavy weapons guy, a shield stripper, just like a basic weapons guy, and a guy who like picks up all those like the hammers.
Yeah, long range too.
Yeah, long range, like sniper and like skill.
Oh no, I think the class breakdown is kind of like.
Well, the snipers are useless toward the end of firefight, though.
Yeah, with tilt on.
Yeah, when tilt turns on, they're just. Crap.
I like it.
Once you have shields down and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we lost Podtacular live.
Oh.
Ah, that's not a big deal.
But if no because there's nobody there.
It's just live.
I like it if they return tracking to the rocket launcher and ditch the missile pod. I hate the missile pod.
Yeah,
like,
the missile pods.
I like the original Halo 2 rocket launcher.
No, not the tracking.
Yes. Missile pods suck.
Missile Pub was cool. It was like rapid launch and things like that. I thought it was kind of cool.
If bringing back tracking means that they increase the power of the vehicles a little bit, then I'm fine with it. Just bring it back. I would rather have overpowered vehicles in Halo than underpowered vehicles like they were in Halo 3.
Yeah.
It was just... You didn't have... I think that's one of the main reasons why Halo 2 was a little bit better for multiplayer.
But yeah, the vehicles were fun.
Like, even though you have, like, avalanche and stuff, you're not safe in the tank. They just get a laser and just laser your ass.
I hate the smart laser. I think it's too overpowered.
Yeah.
I know it only has a couple shots, but I mean, it just kind of ruins the point of really having decent vehicles.
Yeah.
Well, because it's long range. You can destroy a vehicle from anywhere on the map if you've got a clear view.
The problem is, like, I mean, maybe they should just make the vehicles stronger, because I really like the sport laser like it is now, but, you know, maybe you should just buff up the vehicles.
I still don't like the idea of having a long-range ability to destroy vehicles.
I think that
half the fun of destroying a vehicle is, you know, kind of being close to it. Like, it is an immediate threat. The reason you're taking that thing out is because it is, like, 30 feet away from you.
Well, the whole laser thing, I think, is more understandable. But, I mean, going back to what we were talking about earlier with the Spartan laser, I think... the trip mine, that should have been a little stronger, because it doesn't take out a warthog that easily at all, and I think a trip mine should totally blow up a warthog if a warthog drives over it.
Yeah, if you have the, like, ability to put a trip mine down and have someone actually run over it, it should explode. Like, the amount of effort you have put into that should, you know, result in a kill. Yeah.
I see that happening in, like, Halo 3. Then.
Well, it should be a massive explosion. That's what it should be.
You know what I might like, even though it would be kind of strange, is, like, a grenade or a mine that you could detonate, like, remotely.
Like, remotely? That'd be interesting.
Like a remote detonation grenade.
That'd be cool.
Mm. Like, put it on a warthog and just have the enemy run around or something. Or, like, pick up a flag carrier, and then, like, he's halfway to the base, he just blows up.
Put it on your own warthog, and then put it out there to be stolen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or be like a suicide bomber.
If, like, the detonator gets stolen.
Then they go pick up friends, and they're, like, charging at you, and you're just like, see ya, and then kaboom, triple kill.
Well, yeah, but that could be, like, part of the experience, is that if you get killed, you lose the detonator.
Yeah.
Like, if you get killed, you can't detonate that mine you set up. So you actually have to, you know, focus around staying alive.
Yeah.
Well, then you might get problems with camping. Or, you know, just camping with a detonator and just waiting until, like,
I mean,
putting it in a doorway.
Call of Duty has, like...
But for Halo Reach, it might work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Call of Duty has the remote C4 and stuff, and it's not really used that much. Yeah, I don't really see people camping with it.
But, I mean, it's something I could see, you know... being used frequently in Halo. It just seems like it's something that would fit in the Halo, especially, like, if you're thinking about it in terms of it's mostly going to be used in Capture the Flag maps. If people are camping on Capture the Flag, they're doing it wrong. Like, the whole point of Capture the Flag is that you're constantly moving. You're constantly getting your team set up and, you know, set up across the field and stuff like that.
If you're in defense, not really. I mean, if it's double Capture the Flag with dual flag.
Yeah, but... Yeah. You're not playing defense with the proximity mine. You're waiting for flag carriers. I mean, you're actually actively chasing people down.
Yeah.
I think that's where it mainly be used, just like objective games. I was like Slayer. I don't really see it being too big, but objective, I think it would be pretty nice.
I don't think it matters anyway, because it's not going to be in Halo Reach.
Yeah. We're being too creative for Bungie.
I bet they've tried some of these things and decided that it wasn't worth it.
They put a lot more thought into it than we have sitting here for, you know, 15 minutes thinking about what we'd like.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a troop transport, like bring back the troop hog, or like maybe like a big, just like a troop aircraft.
Like a life pod or like a lifeboat from like Halo 1, you know, those things you escaped from Pillar of Bottom? That'd be awesome. Crash it on people.
I don't know if I like the idea of one craft carrying more people as much as I enjoy the idea of more vehicles on the map
Yeah, I like more vehicles better than one.
Well, I think a more diverse group of vehicles would be cool. Like the
bring the elephant the back
and thing would be cool.
The elephant was awesome.
Man, bring Max Hoberman back.
They brought the elephant back and put it on more than one map.
Bring Max Hoberman back and just have him do every single map. just not even hire him as Bungie. Just have him as a temp worker for like however long it takes to fix the multiplayer. Just have him design all the maps.
There should be a because his Halo 2
maps were amazing.
Yeah, what's his company called? I don't remember.
I don't know. He went on it with Alex Seropian to do something. They made Stubbs the Zombie. They also did the Blastacular map pack that came out like 2 weeks before Halo 3 did.
Yeah.
Kind of got destroyed. I don't think it was Halo 3. I think it was the beta that it came out before. I don't remember. Yeah. I just remember
right before the beta. But those maps weren't really that good.
Yeah, that was my first time on the show, was the discussion of those two maps.
It was the Hang'em High remake and something else.
Oh, Hang'em High, that'd be sweet.
Wizard? Was it Wizard?
No, the Wizard was Warlock in Halo 2.
Oh.
And Wizard was in the pack before that, I think. Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
It was round, symmetrical.
Yep. With the...
Auto was Wizard.
A couple jump pads down on the bottom. Yeah. Whatever that one was called, we didn't play that much.
Well, he didn't. He didn't work with... Maybe he did. It was called Certain Affinity. That was Max Hoberman's company that he made.
Oh, it's separate. That's right.
Guys, I'm going to be back in like 15 minutes, all right?
Okay. We will continue discussing it until you get back then.
Derelict? That was the other map? That's the name. I can't remember it, though.
That
was what? I know what it is now. I remember it. It was rounded. And yeah, it was kind of like Wizard.
What was his name?
It was Derelict.
Was it Derelict?
Is Derelict? I just looked it up.
Huh.
There was a Hang'em High one and Derelict.
I want a Turf remake.
Wait, was it?
Says yeah, Desolation. Says
awesome.
Says Derelict was a remake of Desolation.
Okay.
I agree with Turf.
Which I don't remember
turf
what
remake. Desolation
was. Turf. Relic. Turf was all right.
Relic wouldn't be bad either. I liked Relic.
I liked Relic. I enjoyed.
I would like Halo 2 multiplayer. Like the size,
yeah.
Make it HD,
bring it back.
Just make Halo 2 multiplayer.
I like the
no button.
It might sound weird, and maybe I'm just crazy, but it seems like the more detailed the graphical, prowess of the game became, the worse off it was. I don't know how to articulate that idea, but it seemed like how Halo and Halo 2 weren't crazy detailed in the environment, especially. Blood Gulch. Blood Gulch was just dirt,
dirt rocks.
And there was a cave,
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Remake Halo 2, that's what I want.
I would buy that. I would buy just a multiplayer Halo game. If they just, focused on multiplayer and release that.
I'd buy that. I don't care about the story. I think the majority of the audience can say that, too. They're just getting it for the multiplayer.
It's not that I don't appreciate the story. It's just that I enjoy the multiplayer, far longer than
exactly.
I enjoy the story.
Yeah, right.
I'm with you, Brent. I really enjoy the story, but after, a couple months, it's all multiplayer.
When people look back on Halo, when they have video game history class 60 years from now, they're not going to look back on Halo and say, man, that was an amazing story. They're going to say, man, that was the beginning of real console multiplayer. Like a real online console multiplayer.
Yep.
Yeah, in that format.
I mean, I'll
have to change the face of console gaming.
Granted, I'll play the multiplayer of it forever, but I enjoyed the Halo story.
Yeah, the story is good, but I mean, like Assassin's Creed story is much better. This is a lot of much better stories.
Well, it's different.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed is, Renaissance and history stuff, and Halo is, I wouldn't even call it a space opera. It's just, aliens. Aliens meets Starship Troopers. Yeah.
Wow.
Starship Troopers.
Certain Affinity worked on Halo Waypoint.
Yeah.
That's kind of surprising to me.
That's interesting.
Gearbox didn't work on the Halo 2 Vista, did they?
No, they didn't.
I think that was a lot of the problem, too. Because they did a really good job with Halo CE.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I bought Borderlands 2, because it was Gearbox.
Gearbox does it. Gearbox is like a 10-minute drive away from my campus.
Really?
I need to go bother...
They're based out of Dallas?
They're in Plano, I think. Or Grapevine.
Grapevine. You're who I'm the...
She's not that many developers there, man.
Should go get a tour.
Yeah, they're out of Plano.
That'd be cool.
I should just go... I always wonder what would happen if I met Randy Pitchford in, like, the supermarket. Like, what would I...
What do I do? He calls Dustin. What do I do?
Randy Pitchford, sir.
Okay, now I'm lost. Who is Randy Pitchford?
He's the executive producer at Gearbox Studios.
Ah, nice.
Always wanted to find out where Cliffy B lives, because Epic Games is based in my area.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, just look for a guy walking around with a chainsaw.
Yeah. I should call him Cliffy B now, too, because I've heard that he hates that name. Like, he wants to be called Cliff Bleszinski. I always call him Cliffy B, though.
I always call him Cliffy B.
Man, he cursed himself with that, because he wanted to be called Cliffy B when Gears 1 came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, whoa, man, I'm a professional. All right? I deserve to be called Cliff Bleszinski.
It's almost a branding thing. Like, that's what, in this age that we're living in, like, G. Lewis is a brand that, you know, a few thousand people know that brand and what to expect from G. Lewis.
Yeah.
What? Thousand?
I wouldn't go that far, but...
Well, I mean, people knew Cliffy B as that name.
Oh,
like, what to expect from him. And when he goes and changes it, he messes up his brand.
Yeah, I want you guys to call me Mr. Chicken Nugget from now on.
It was like Dwayne Johnson. Everyone knew Dwayne Johnson as The Rock.
Yeah. Yep.
He's somewhere in Dallas too. I don't know. What am I gonna do if I meet The Rock?
What are you gonna give me? Anyway, let's go on to the submissions.
Okay.
I'll do the first one. You guys cool with that?
Sure. Go for it.
First off, we get Chickenfoot here, guys. He's writing in. Hey. Long time to see. It's Chickenfoot here for a newsage on Reach. What's newsage?
Newsage.
Like newsage. A message? News message?
Like a montage, but it's news.
Newsage?
Newsage. The Warthog, it looked really anime-like. But no, this has a pimped out some Halo. Yeah, same Halo look. Just saying. The guy with the skeleton helmet is freaky. I agree. It also looks fun. Also, all the Spartans look individual and interesting with their own stories. So hopefully we get to see some Fillion? How would you say
Fillion? Actually, Nathan Fillion.
Fillion.
I just want to make sure.
I want some more Nolan North action.
Action, because he survived. Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. They talked about that before. Keep on threatening PodTac knockoffs. Cough, cough. Just kidding. Just joking. Shout out to my homie Skills.
I don't know. It'd be cool if Rum did a play or played a role in Reach. It didn't have. It wouldn't have to be bigger.
No. And he was like Lord Hood's security guard. UNSC and UNSC property.
Wow, really went there, didn't we?
Oh boy.
I don't know. I think he deserves a spot in one of the games.
Yeah. We should have a petition.
I think the decision's been made by now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the game's already over.
I'm sure they can add another person in there. I'm sure they can.
I think they can add Ron Perlman. There's always room for Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
He was Lord Hood.
And Lord Hood wouldn't have been at Reach, right?
But Ron Perlman would.
I'm saying. Reach wouldn't. Because he's the guy in charge of the whole Navy. And Reach was, well, I mean, like, he wasn't originally. I think somebody died and then he took their spot. Am I right?
Who died in the book? The third book. They, like, flew a crew, a big Covenant ship into that big Covenant space station.
Oh.
It's some Admiral guy.
Gosh. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. That was a long time ago when I read those books.
Yeah.
I'll look it up. To the Google.
You go back and reread, probably.
The Google.
To the Google. All right, well, I will read that law guy, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
First off, I would like to say that I'm definitely digging the new music that's playing in the trailer.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I think he means your trailer.
Oh, my bad.
Secondly, from an image that has been revealed on the Reach project page, it looks like the Halo CE pistol is back. Will it be able to take down Banshees in less than a clip? I don't know. But it would be freaking awesome if it could. Thirdly, much of the stuff gives speculation as to what's in the multiplayer, such as the armor permutations, additional artwork or emblems for different parts of your body, the ability to remove the helmet. These are all assumptions, of course. And lastly, I have gathered from the trailer that the character that you play as is going to be named Lone Wolf. I hope he talks, though, as I don't want Bungie to give us the old dog with old tricks. Nice. And the elite at the end, I'm assuming that we're going to be fighting them again. Woot! Yeah, shout-outs to Bungie.
Really nice.
Yeah. Shout-outs to Bungie for not making us wait until E3 2010, or 010. Keep fragging whoever made the girl Spartan lose her arm. It was probably Nene.
JBB fell on her. No, I'm just kidding.
Ooh.
Dis.
Ouch.
Dang.
I didn't mean it.
I don't know. They did the whole no helmet thing for ODST, so they might do it for Reach.
I don't know what the difference would be. Like, if it makes a difference, then don't do it. You know, like, if it changes how you would play. Don't do it, but if it keeps it the same, yeah, dude.
Vice Admiral Whitecomb.
What?
Good job.
Vice
That's
Admiral
the guy who crashed in the station. Whitecomb.
Whitecomb?
Huh.
Whitecomb?
Is it Whitcomb?
Awesome. It's Whitcomb. Whitcomb.
Because I've heard Whitcomb before.
Whitcomb.
Yeah, Whitcomb.
Whitcomb.
Huh.
As far as the helmet thing goes, I think it's more of like a thematic thing for me. Where I mean, the kind of part of the magic of the Master Chief was that he didn't have a face.
Well, he had a face.
He has no face. You should see it. That's why he keeps. No, I'm joking. And I know that it doesn't show his face though. He always has the full, you know, body suit on. He's got the full armor. And in a way, it was kind of like...
And do you think they'll do that with this main character this time? Where you
No, no. I think that they've already, you know, showing all of the other... I don't think they'll...
Because they didn't show the face of the rookie either, if you think about it.
No, you're right. I don't think they're going to show the face of the main character.
Yeah.
But I'm saying thematically as a whole, as just like the Spartans, like I don't want to see their faces necessarily.
Well,
I don't know why.
We've seen half of them.
I know, that's the thing. I mean, it's not going to be a problem for me. I've already seen
it. But, I mean, if you think about it, the theatrics behind it properly supported it, at least for the trailer.
Right.
I mean, if all of them had helmets on, it wouldn't have been as dramatic, I think. So, I mean, I think there's a place and time for not having the helmet. I think they did it properly here, and I think they probably do it in the game quite a bit, too.
I think the problem I have is that I got disillusioned with the ODSTs and all of their drama. It was almost like they had too much personal drama. It was like Nathan Fillion had this, you know, sordid past with, God, what was her name? Dare?
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, Dare, what are you doing? We dated a long time ago, but I'm in the, you know, Oni now. I also sound like a dude for some reason. Like, and Nathan Fillion's like, all right, but afterwards we're gonna rekindle our relationship. Like, part of the magic was the Master Chief was that he wasn't necessarily dramatic. Like, yeah. he knew that his job was that he had to go out and he had to kill Covenant. He didn't have time to be dramatic.
Right.
Yeah, but if you think about that, that's how the
Spartans retreat. Kill Covenant and Covenant probably.
And that's not even like congruent with the books.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he didn't. He wanted to talk about the baseball game or some chicks. He was talking about blowing some stuff up.
And I mean, there was a little bit of that stuff with Cortana. You know, I mean, he went out of his way to go capture Cortana. But even then, he was kind of like, you know, melancholy. Like, he didn't really care.
That's how the Spartan
did. He's all alone.
You saved me. Get in my head, girl. Get in the show.
It's like you could feel that he had like a little bit of emotion in him, but he wasn't overly dramatic about it. Like, he was just lonely or something. That's why he, you know, had to go out and find Cortana. Yeah, but even with this trailer, you know, like, I saw your report, rookie, and I don't want any of that lone wolf stuff over here. So you better keep it, you know, on the ground or whatever. And then they get on the chopper. There's just something about that interpersonal drama that it doesn't seem like it fits with Halo.
I'm okay with some of it. When you got six people, you know, fighting together, there's going to be some of that.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not a problem. Like, I'm not going to, like, not buy the game over it. It's not going to ruin the experience for me. It just seems like it's not even that it seems bad. It just seems incongruent with the first three Halo games.
It seems like it's there for more of a story development.
Yeah.
Perspective.
I mean, it was a good story, though.
Yeah, I agree with you on ODST. Like, I enjoyed the story, but the whole thing about them having a relationship before, even that's
human.
Okay. But
I mean, if you think about it,
the ODST look more like a robot, and then they make ODSTs look more human because that's what they are. They're more human than cyborg.
So, right.
That's Master Chief.
So, and I mean, even then, I can understand it with the ODSTs because the ODSTs weren't, you know, trained as, you know, 6-year-old kids.
Yeah. No.
With the Chief, he spent his whole life in the military.
Right.
Well, I think, Brent, you go to the next topic.
All right. We're on Black Heli 007. Hey, guys, it's Black Heli with a couple of thoughts on the Halo Reach world premiere trailer. Graphics look great. I hope that's exactly what the game looks like when it's released. New armor looks freaking sweet. Can't wait to see what kind of new badass version of Recon Bungie has cooked up. You guys think there might be customizable classes? In the trailer, one of the Spartans said, I'm glad to have your skill set, but you can leave the Lone Wolf stuff behind. What does that mean anyway? Anyway, I'm super pumped up for the beta. It couldn't come any sooner. Hell yeah.
I didn't notice the skill set line before, but that could be a big hint toward class style.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the big hint towards it. Okay. I mean, other than everybody's carrying around different weapons.
Yeah.
The other big thing was how he said that. I'm glad to have your skill set.
The question is, what skill set is it?
Mm-hmm.
You're the lone wolf. Wow. Maybe you're like a jack of all trades.
Level 80 rogue.
Yeah. Yeah, tricks of the trade. He's assassination spec'd.
Maybe.
I could see it happening where, like, you could be, like, part sniper and also part, let's say, mid-range guy. Or, like, you have good leadership.
Yeah. Or what if, like, you could choose your own skill set?
Or like Spartan and healer or something.
So healer.
Healer.
Like
a shaman.
Let's just say that.
Like
you're
like
mech.
Like Spartan's gonna have flash heal.
Yeah, you can heal your buddies. Like,
he's gonna have like holy light.
Oh,
rank
okay.
five.
look into the light.
He can downrank his healing spells.
I didn't think it mean like that, but if they can make it work, they can have.
Dude, I would pay for that Halo game. Like, like Halo mixed with Warcraft.
Well, they have to do the massive online first. I think they have to jump that hurdle before they can really do that combination.
How would it work?
They had concept art for the Halo MMO.
Like the only way Halo MMO
they had
would
concept
work.
Stuff for the Halo movie.
And yeah, but it never point. Came.
And Halo DS.
Oh yeah.
I think that was fake.
That was pretty.
Yeah, that didn't look real or there.
Maybe.
So, do you guys think that Jason Jones's job details will ever be filled in?
No.
Probably. He's like completely classified. I'm looking at his thing on the.
It'll be like Kennedy's murder. It'll come back like 40 years later. We'll find out.
Yeah, what he really did. Yeah.
Halo 12.
The declassified time period is 20 years. At least that's for the government.
He's like the janitor or something.
Who's doing what now?
Yes, he's quote the janitor.
He keeps the fridge stocked.
Would you like some more dew?
Yo, Jason, we need more Red Bull.
All right, guys.
Yeah, back. He's the one that fills up the refrigerator.
Like he answers to Jerome. Yo, Jason, we need some Red Bull. Get up on it. Why can't you get it, Jerome? Because I'm on post. What I say, go get my Red Bull.
What I say,
go get it. There's a 7-Eleven right down the street.
Still think right? It's like walk up to the Bungie Gates and be just like ask for his autograph. Like, I'm not here for the other guys inside. I'm here for you.
You signed my replica fruit hammer.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I wonder how much. Well, no, it might break. But I wonder how much it would cost to like. I guess it like a child's prey charity, to where auction off being hit in the stomach with the grab hammer by Jerome.
By Jerome.
Child's play auction every year. Something to think about.
That'd be interesting. Okay, next here we have Tyler the T3. He says, hello fellow members of Podtacular. Is Tyler the T3 submitting today? Halo Reach. Looks like it won't have Blue Team, John, and Fred's team in it. Instead, it will have the Noble team of characters never before mentioned in the Halo universe. Some of the characters, including Kat and George. I thought Kat was the sniper. She was part of Blue Team, wasn't she?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
No, these are all new people.
Kat Linda was a sniper back in Blue Team days.
Okay.
Kat Williams. Looks
very bulky and fun.
Free Kat Williams, baby.
He's been arrested twice. I think we talked about this
one. We went over this.
Yeah.
Those babies.
Kat Williams and Halo Reach.
You're killing babies.
That's a good voice actor, man. good voice acting job.
Have you seen that South Park episode, the Free Kat Williams? Has anybody seen that? It's pretty hilarious.
I haven't seen that yet, but I will definitely check it out.
Anyway, he goes on to say, the Spartans look very bulky and fundamentally different compared to John 117. It vaguely reminds me of the Mark 4, 5 armor. It also seems like the Halo Reach beta will come out in spring 2010. I know Bungie will create another amazing installment of the Halo series for fall 2010. Shout out to Duststorm, G. Lewis, and Chuck J. Keep on trucking frags. It's supposed to be Spartan.
And Brent.
So it might be different armor. Yes, and Brent. And Painkiller. And ODST EJY.
Yeah.
Edgy, however preferred it to be pronounced.
I like EJY.
Edgy.
Edgy, yeah, it's my forum name on other forums. It's
Edge. Edge.
Edge.
And I get Raza 119 writes. He goes, "What's up, Podtech? It's your boy here with the one, the only Rise of One.
Stop strumming your keyboard.
Oh, actually, I'm doing it to my my battery. But, and I just wanted to say, Reach looks pretty sweet. The guy with the skull helmet looks kind of freaky. And the trailer looks like a cutscene from the game. Shout out to my boy, Giphy Boy, Lancelot, G. Lewis, Dusty, and the best host Podtecla has ever had at all times, Brent Gamer. And my kick clan. We are now recruiting again if you should be at me on Xbox Live. Keep on fragging G. Lewis and Dustin for taking the... Oh, for...
What?
Taking the GP out of my accents.
I remember that last episode.
Is he Scottish?
Is he Scottish?
He's Scottish.
Oh, yeah.
Where the kilt?
Yeah, I made a Craig Ferguson joke.
Yeah.
Last episode. I remember what that.
Okay. Boy!
Boy! Oh, yeah!
That is definitely Australian. That's right, Nick.
Look at Noob Smasher. Hi, Podtacular. This is the one and only Smasher of Noobs. I would just like to say that Reach is going to be a very fun game to play. I can't wait until it comes out. Keep on fragging trucks. Yes, this is my first submission.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Welcome.
Yeah, I think it will be pretty awesome, too.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, it doesn't really matter if it's class based or not. I'm complaining. Blah blah blah. I'll buy it. So yeah, I'll play
yeah.
They already have our money. They should just take it now.
just if there was just one level, it was 10 minutes long, I'd probably still buy it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm serious. If I went to Bungie today and they're like, the game is going to be $60. All right, are you going to buy this? I'd be like, yes. I'd pay them right then and there. I just have to send it to you. Oh, no, I'm going to buy it anyway. There aren't going to be any deliberations into whether or not I'm going to purchase it.
Whether or not I'll play it.
I think the multiplayer beta will have a big impact on it, too. I'm still not...
I mean, I'm buying it regardless. I really don't care. I bought every Halo game. I'm going to buy this, too.
Yeah, that's it.
For some reason, I keep forgetting there's going to be a beta. Like, the other day, I heard... The beta will be accessible through the Halo ODST disc. I'm like, oh yeah, I saw that sticker on the outside of my disc when I was on it.
Don't go selling that disc.
Yeah, that's why I never got white.
They still sell it. I mean, do they sell it without the beta now? I mean, I remember Crackdown.
No,
if you bought Crackdown new right now, you'd still get into the Halo 3 beta.
I mean, you couldn't get into it, but
you couldn't. But
I know, but I mean, like, it's on the disc.
Is the menu item there?
Probably.
I'm not so.
I never
really. I highly doubt they went and redid it. I don't think they did.
So yeah, I don't think they're gonna reprint the game just to get rid of that.
No.
No way.
Well, there's no reason to.
No way.
Yeah, it just cost them money and it'd be pointless this late in the game. So
but like,
I think I'm
right,
just,
but ODST is. If you go out and buy a copy now, you'll still get in.
Yeah. Exactly.
And for even when it's out, if you go buy it, you can still get in.
Yeah. I'm waiting until the beta to come out so I can actually see it to see if it's even worth buying.
No, well, I'd just be worried. I'd
to
be
see
worried
if what's
that.
Worth buying.
ODST.
Reach?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Reach or ODST? Yeah.
ODST.
You haven't bought ODST?
Nope.
What?
You should probably just wait and rent it when the Halo Reach beta comes out. Just play
come
that.
Over.
Yeah, but a lot of people are going to be doing the same thing, so.
Yeah,
the achievements
cool.
are really easy.
It was cool with the Halo 3 beta.
The door is not easy. Take that back.
No, it is easy.
No,
I got
it's
into
not.
Halo,
What's
I got
easy?
Into the Halo 3 beta a week before everyone else because I knew people at Bungie. And I got the friend family invite. That was so nice.
That's pretty cool.
I wonder if we were to like call up Shishka and Brian Gerard if they'd like remember us at all. Like,
I mean,
just hit us into the beta.
I bet Shishka would remember you, Brent, just for the Cortana dating sim.
Yeah.
We were gonna ask her to go eat with us. Don't you remember? Or she was just
well,
like,
we should have.
Yeah, we should have by himself. We were just like, well, we're gonna invite him to go eat, and then for some reason we didn't. I don't remember.
We should have escorted him to his room.
Fail.
Those hard drives.
We know Jerome's not here, but
If Jerome was there, man, we'd go.
Brett is a very good impression.
We'd go out to the, you know, McDonald's or something across the street from
and he would just be like, give me chicken.
We went to the Chick-fil-A.
Give me all the hamburgers.
Earlier, yeah.
Give me them all.
Oh, man.
If we really interviewed him, I would want him to say, I protect Podtac employees and Podtac Republic.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Add that to the intro.
That'd be my ringtone.
That would be my text message.
Really?
Whenever somebody texts me, that's going to come up.
But yeah, like Chucky was saying, having the beta on the disc is a good way to keep people from selling their games to GameStop places.
Right. So when you go to GameFly, also, because that's renting, a lot of people are going to be trying to do the same thing, so you may not get the game right away.
Right.
If you try and do that.
Well, I'm sure he has friends he could borrow it from, too.
How much is ODST going for these days?
I think it's 40.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. I'd pay 40 for it.
There were some nice deals for Christmas. They were down. I saw some that were like $30.
Yeah. I think Black Friday, somebody had it for 30.
And the main reason I didn't buy it was just $60 for a game, but they didn't really do anything like engine-wise or anything like that. It's just built right on top of Halo 3.
I mean, it's basically just a new campaign.
I'm not going to pay $60 for half a game.
I did
a breakdown. I did a breakdown somewhere on the site where it's like it all evens out to around $60, like what they're adding in.
I thought the $60 was aptly priced. I mean, granted, if people already bought the downloadable maps, then yeah, it was a ripoff for them. But
which I already did too.
Yeah, but that's a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is going to come as a surprise, but Xbox owners love some Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, that's when Bungie should have stepped up.
Where are you getting this?
If you buy Reach and you have the maps downloaded, we will give you all your points back. So you get 2,400.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I'd go for it if they did that.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Just deleting the maps off my hard drive was worth $10.
Like, they should be able to check your marketplace purchases and see that you have bought the maps, and then if you buy ODST, there should be a section in ODST where you can like refund my purchase.
Microsoft knows that it's Halo, and they know that you'll pay full price for it, and they know that they don't have to give you your points back because not either way you're going to buy it. There's absolutely no reason for Microsoft to give you your points back, and they're not going to do it because it's the right thing to do.
That's what I was going to say. Is like
Microsoft's not thinking of saying, you know, it'd be nice if we gave back those points, you know, to people that already bought the apps. That'd be really nice. I bet people would appreciate that.
Pretty cool.
It's a lot of money. But, I mean, it was worth it to me because I had lost my 360. It got stolen along with Halo 3. Mm. So I bought it just to play multiplayer. You know, I mean, only for that was worth $60. But it also came with, you know, the single player, which is pretty good. I don't think I think that if I hadn't had my Xbox 360 stolen, I don't think it would have been worth $60 to me. It seems more like a $45 game, but I would have bought it.
If Firefight worked better, you know, if there wasn't any lag, and
lag's just...
If people could drop out, you know, of the game at any time and you still kept going, then I would pay, I don't know, I would pay a good deal of money for it.
I don't know,
because it is really cool.
The lag that's in Firefight doesn't seem like it should be there, because you do 4-player online co-op for Halo 3.
I've had some pretty laggy campaign too, unfortunately.
I mean, you're dealing with maybe a few more Covenant units, but all in all, it should be the same system. So I don't get why that doesn't work.
No, I remember some pretty laggy co-op.
Oh, I do too.
Thing too. It stinks because I think shortly after it came out, we tried to do Firefight I think it was Moose from Canada, and then one of the Australian guys.
I did it with Arbitation. It's terrible lag. Like,
yeah.
We're lagging even before the game started. It was just bad.
But you can play multiplayer together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if they change that and put that in Reach, oh, that will be the killer app.
That'll.
Meanwhile, future Brent is laying in his deathbed in the year 2070, laughing with his 1 terabyte down connection. Remembering back to the days when he couldn't get a decent game of Firefight going because of the connection.
Now I can play 12. I don't even want to.
Yeah. You just hook into my neural jack, start playing some classic Halo 15.
Well, who's got the next one?
PK, have you taken one yet?
No, I haven't. What are we on now? Death Above Us?
No, we're on Noob Smasher.
No, we did Noob Smack.
I did Noob Smasher.
Did we? Okay, then yes, Death Above Us.
Why do people put X's in their names? It annoys the crap.
I don't know. Anyway, XXX Death Above Us says, "Hey, PodTac, it is me, the only person from hell above the earth. I think Reach will have a little bits and pieces of Call of Duty with customization and some parts won't. I think to keep it within Halo's multiplayer, this should allow you to customize weapons, but you don't have to unlock weapons and no classes. Like, if everyone started with a BR, you should have an attachment. That's it. Don't be messing with Halo's epitome of epic multiplayer. Keep on fragging Brent for saying my submission was invalid and anyone that gets in my way."
I don't remember saying this dude's submission was invalid.
Neither do I.
Did I do that?
I don't remember.
I don't even remember what he submitted the last time.
Apparently he does.
I'm sorry.
I don't.
Sorry, Death Above Us. All submissions are valid.
All submissions are valid.
We want to make you feel good and not critique your horrible submissions.
Everyone gets a trophy.
Terrible name.
Well, last time he had a random frag, that was it.
Oh, that was his terrible name. Just
participation medal. Good job.
Yes. I have so many participation medals.
Do you hear me? That's the sad part.
You know, I hate how they give medals out to every kid. You know, you need to learn how to lose.
That's right. Sometimes you lose.
Man, it's lost all the time. That's okay. Man, I was real good at frisbee golf, though.
I'm terrible at frisbee golf.
Well, Punxsutawney Phil is again here. He says, "When does the beta come out? The spring, right? I'm interested in that Needler rifle thing I saw in a video. That's all I have to say. Bye." Yeah. Okay. So, you guys remember Laird, right?
Yeah.
Laird. Right, right. Oh, yeah.
He had a fundraiser for Child's Play, and one of the items that was there was donated by Bungie. And it was a tour of the studios, including getting to play the beta before anyone else. And it's valid for the month of April. So the assumption from there is that the beta will be in May, which was also when the Halo 3 beta was.
Oh, history repeats itself.
And I don't want to wait that long, but it sounds kind of like that's when it's going to be.
However long it takes.
Yeah, so like what are you guys going to do if it's May?
I will play it in May.
Yep. Yeah. It's a good idea.
Do you think it'll be a Christmas game or
no, fall? I have a feeling it might be the same time frame as ODST was.
So September, like Halo 3 and ODST, or...
I
want to
say between September and November.
It's got to be the 7th month.
That's all it's going to be July. Dang it.
Yeah.
That's it. So, I want to say September.
Okay.
I want to say July because I want it to be released on the 7th month.
No.
July?
Ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it's wait, happen. Really.
That's during the summer. Happen. They said it's during fall. And knowing the time constraint, they're probably going to ask Microsoft for more time and push it back to late fall.
Stuff
I don't think Microsoft has ever given them more time to do anything.
Yeah, that's why Halo 2 was on that cliffhanger ending, because they wanted more time and they didn't get it.
It's just they separated from Microsoft. Can't they do kind of whatever they want? Microsoft just their
publisher. No, because
Microsoft still owns the IP.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought they were kind of given autonomy.
No,
sort of.
They can give direction, basically. They still own parts of the IP, and they can still, like Microsoft.
I don't think they own anything.
I think they own a part. I think they own something, like something to deal with Halo. I think they own like a little bit.
Whatever the next game is, they'll own 100%. I can tell you that.
Yeah. They're one of the last.
Microsoft owns the Halo name.
Right.
So like, no one else.
Oh, I see what you mean. EJY, yeah. Like the Superintendent logo. I think they own that.
Yeah,
that's why they're selling shirts with it. Yeah, you're right. There's like a very small number of things that they do own, and that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that why they had to take down the Bungie store initially? Because it was down for like a year and a half or something.
That's might
a long
have been
time.
It.
I didn't realize that was the reason, but it must have been. Yep.
They own the likeness of Marty. I want his face on a t-shirt.
They talked about that in the podcast, didn't they? They were going
to
make a mullet Marty
podcast,
shirt.
But
oh,
that
yeah,
sounds
yeah.
Great.
All business in the front.
Marty in the back.
His old mullet picture.
Yeah.
That is great.
I have that gamer pick.
Oh, God.
Right? It's from one of the Bungie Day.
I remember
gamer
that.
Picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Good stuff.
And now he's old.
He is old.
He's a cranky old man.
He told me off when I was like 16.
He did.
I was 15 or 16. And I was on the Marty Army forums.
You do?
I was on the Marty Army forums.
Really?
And this was, I guess, before Podtacular. And I made a thread called Brent Rants. And it was going to be like my weekly thread where I would go and rant about something because I felt like I was important and people, you know, cared about what I had to say.
You've been ranting ever since.
Indeed. I actually went in there, and my first time I posted in there, I posted a Brent rant, and the next reply was Marty saying, "Please take your rants elsewhere. Nobody cares about your."
Oh, I remember
to say on my forums.
Oh no!
And I was
wonder
like,
if we could find
Marty,
that.
No! I think I can find it again. I've looked, but. I think they've purged
the
forums
the archive.
Since then.
Archive.org.
Do they keep forum posts, though?
I'm pretty sure they did some sort of purge at one point in which all previous 7th column forums were.
There's a lot of jerks
deleted.
On the Bungie forums.
Yeah, but this jerk was Marty, and it made me feel bad about myself.
Was
That's
Marty
why I had a troubled adolescence.
Was the Marty Army a group?
Yeah.
It's still around. I think I'm still in it, too. I just can't post Brent rants.
You should go back and check. And be like, oh, Marty.
Make another one and just see what he does.
I'm back, Marty.
And I got Jerome with me.
This time you will
get
listen.
Jerome, get him. Kick his ass.
Pull the Jerome card.
But that haunts me to this day. I still remember.
That's sad. I hope you get to meet him someday and you can tell him.
Like, shake his hand and then punch him in the face. Do you know what you did to me as a kid?
Scarred me.
I was just a boy. Oh, man.
My life hasn't been the same since.
I have feelings of inferiority, man.
You killed my childhood dreams.
Yep. So that's how Marty O'Donnell gave me an inferiority complex. The story of my life.
Okay. Next one we have here is from Ice Snow Cone. He writes in, "Hello, people of Podtacular, long time listener, late Congrats on episode 200 and my first time submission for an episode, I believe. Well, I've been wondering, wouldn't it be interesting if some of the units from Halo Wars appeared in Reach? After all, it is the main UNSC military base planet in the Halo universe, if I am correct. It would be awesome if a Cyclops mech unit appeared, if not beat the living shite out of the elites. Speaking of the elites, looks like the elites in Halo Wars...
Not at all. No, wait, look, stop that submission right there. The elites from Halo Wars, just they had that dangly, like the mandibles that just dangled down. They look nothing like that. The mandibles are tight on their skin. That's just BS. All right, go on.
Well, granted, it is Halo Wars, so yeah. I don't know. But, I think the elites just look a lot better, all in all.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So he goes on to say, definitely more custom armor and personality into the Spartans, and Halo will dominate the online multiplayer. Suck it, Modern Warfare 2. At quite a long submission, I have many more opinions on Halo Reach, but I will leave it at that, and sorry if my grammar sucked.
Keep up
with the great work. Happy New Year, and may you keep fragging through 2010.
Huh. I never really thought about like the Cyclops and stuff. That'd be interesting part of a level. It's like you're in a firefight or something, and like maybe a warehouse, and someone's like jump in that Cyclops and open that door, and you just jump in there and run through a door, and then you just fight like with the giant mech. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Yeah.
And there's no guns in it or anything, but you're just like punching hunters out of the way.
Yeah.
Roundhouse kicking elites.
Chuck Norris characters in the game. That's the new protagonist under that. Build that over.
Chuck Norris. Always with the roundhouse kick to the face.
Well, Chuck Norris would just be unfair. I mean, you'd be able to block everything by just standing there. I mean, you're just Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
He'd be too much of a beast to handle.
Yeah, you have it.
He would be the super one.
It's age. Or Jerome.
We're down to our last submission.
Ooh, I think I got it. I want to read it.
Okay.
Yeah, the last submission. Did you guys hear that?
Greg?
She comes out? What?
You there?
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Seemed like you were lagging out, kind of.
Oh, I'll find out.
Read it, Greg.
Did you guys hear that Bungie might release a new armor when Halo Reach comes out? This is just a rumor I heard in a Bungie forum. I highly think there won't be a new armor, but some people think there will be. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of different kinds of armor from the looks of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the BNet Reach forums. It's all speculation, though. It's a bunch of people who... From like, you know, like guys have designed it or people have taken from like different games and it's just one huge thread of like different armors for like brutes and elites and Spartans.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, I think they'll definitely have new armor permutations, but I don't think I personally don't think it's going to be that big of a deal.
I want some Mark IV armor. Mark IV looks sweet.
What's Mark IV look like?
It's a Halo Wars Spartan's armor.
Oh, nice.
Or you could be like Caboose and stay with the Mark V.
Didn't I tell you to get an upgrade?
On the top 10 list, number 5 is over number 6. Yeah, that was funny.
I found it.
Found what?
You talking about Marty's army?
Oh, you found it?
I found it too, but apparently the forum is gone.
Wait. He wasn't as mean as I thought it would be.
That's pretty cool, PK.
He wasn't as mean as I remember at the time. Here.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah, I found the
Well, why don't you read?
I thought he was all mean. Like, the way I remember it, he was like, get off of my forums, Brent.
I'm going to bump this thread.
Do you have to be signed in to view it? Oh, yeah, you have to
sign. I got signed.
You're signing in.
I am signed in, but it says access denied.
Because you got to join the group,
I think. Maybe you got to be at Marty's.
Oh.
Here, let me.
I will sign the group. I will join the group.
Take a
if I can remember my email address, please.
Oh, you just copy paste the whole thing?
Successor.
Nice. Okay.
Did you get in?
Huh.
Well, there's two anonymous users that have been deleted.
Hey, I have a message on BNet. I never get.
Where's Marty?
Anymore.
Oh, there's Marty.
I gotta join the group real quick.
Is it access denied?
Yeah, no, you gotta join the group to get in.
Nice. Yeah, that's not too bad.
No, it's better than I remember it.
I think he was trying to be a good guy.
Or maybe he went I'll in and edited his own post between now and then. maybe he knew.
He's knew here we were going to be talking about it.
He knew.
Yep. He's listening to us right now.
No.
Marty, we love you.
Marty. We love your music. Don't stop.
Don't kill us, please.
That wasn't so bad.
I'm too young.
Yeah, you were.
What do you mean? I'm 14. I'm like... I think the youngest kid on the forums is 12, though, so...
Well, that's not allowed. Oh, let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That still needs to be addressed. I've kind of lied on that. That will change.
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
It's 15.
It's necessary. Well,
20.
We're leaving it at 13. We could change it, I guess, but that's kind of not the point. I don't think Fuma would necessarily approve, but anyway.
Not the ways of the jive.
Not the ways of the jive. The great jive.
Fuma does not approve, therefore.
Anyway.
Fuma will.
Wait,
one thing that
Marty Elder
about was if depending if like how the multiplayer is, what would be a kind of map that you would look to see for multiplayer? Be more like
big one
style, or would it be really big?
I think it would be like more of like an remember the diorama scene that we saw in Halo 3? I think something like that. I mean, the way it's heading, it looks like the only thing they can do to change it too much. If you're gonna do classes, you're gonna keep it small, it's not gonna work, I don't think. If you make it big, it'll work. Yeah.
So you're thinking massive online multiplayer, not necessarily. I mean, the thing is, if you do the that many players, you're gonna have to be on the same team, and it's all gonna be AI. So, what are we doing?
I didn't know PK was a high pope in the Church of Foo.
That was a long time ago. We made that Fumo got so bad.
G. Lewis is a priest.
Fumo. Fumoism stuff.
How do you see the priest stuff?
Ancient stuff.
Wow.
I hit hierarchy and nothing comes up.
But I don't remember. Like I wasn't part of the community.
You don't remember Fumoism?
Oh, I remember it, but I wasn't around when the whole Fumoism thing went on. I came after that broke down.
The anti-cash drop shock, the anti-food gods.
It'll be in the show notes.
Is it like Anonymous versus Scientology, the Fumoism versus...
Kind of Czechia, the funny named ones.
It'll all be in
the show. I think Willy the Annoying was actually... Cold with Willie before he went all crazy.
Yeah.
But apparently he was a little annoying before that.
Apparently he screwed up like the relations with DropShock, I heard. Like, yeah. G. Lewis made a good name for
DropShock. DropShock hated him, too.
Yeah, I don't know. It was pretty much like they liked me a little bit, but then they hated me because they said something about JVB or Foo on their podcast, and I would absolutely.
Now we're going off top.
I like read an old post that says like they kind of gained respect for you, but Tool Booth really screwed it up.
He gave 7,000 to Thirsty. Tom the Doctor. Sorry, this is funny.
Okay, well, we've hit the 2-hour mark.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be editing nightmare.
Actually, the editing is not that bad.
Mm. This
one was actually pretty good.
I think I might have said a few cuss words, but besides that.
I have 4 marked. So, and 2 of them were submission based, so they weren't that. And those can be easily removed.
I wish these images were still here. They were hilarious.
Yeah.
Kay, are you editing the right board again?
No.
Who put corn on the bottom?
Who's editing what?
Corn.
I see there's a comment, too.
They're all trash.
Yeah,
from August 09.
Yeah, I deleted that comment. Just because. I deleted all the other comments too, because it's like, wait, what? Anyway.
Who is Sed and Laird?
Who?
Sed and Laird? It's in like trash comments.
Laird was one of the old members.
Laird's an old guy from a long time back. Sed, I think it's just an anonymous thing.
He's not really old.
If you watch the live stream, there's videos where he was interviewing different people.
Yeah, he did the particular interviews. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was at a PAX or something like that.
Also, Laird did some like really big work. I forget the name of it, but he did some 3D space battles with Halo stuff back.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Laird and some other group, and
that's what he did.
Or what they're called, but they're really cool.
Hmm. Wasn't there somebody who made like a particular RPG or something?
Yeah, that was Twest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. HaloUnchained.com.
Technically, that RPG is not, or from what he said in the forums, it's not necessarily particular focused anymore. I don't know, PK probably.
Well, and, this is the second RPG on Podtacular. The first RPG is purely Podtacular and came out a while ago, but good luck hunting that down.
Was I in the first one? I downloaded it back.
Yeah, before. I think you were.
I think you were. I never played it. I can never find it.
I think I was a party member.
Yeah, I thought you were.
Or something.
But, yeah, so we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. Since it's 2 hours, which is a good time to stop, I think, unless you guys have any more comments you want to make about Reach.
Don't forget to watch ABC Family's newest show.
The Secret Life of the American Teen.
What?
On our live stream, they've been playing ads for The Secret Life of the American Teenager from ABC Family.
Hmm. Well, Chuck
that's a good
plan,
too.
And they were putting ads for like the PS3 and Netflix, too. So.
Yeah, but I mean, that's slightly relevant.
Yeah.
those involve a gaming system.
I own a PS3, so that's pretty cool.
Sorry.
Yeah, that sucks.
So if someone wants to start reading the little...
Oh, crap. Halo and Yielding just started.
Send in your comments, questions, submissions to pottacular@gmail.com. Your submissions are what keeps the show what it is, so be sure to submit. Keep an eye on Pottacular for an invitation to send in your submissions for next week's show.
It's like the first time in the year that Dusty didn't read that.
Be sure to... should I just say them all? Or?
No.
Read all of them?
Well, we usually go
be
around.
Be sure to check out our website.
That's tradition.
www.podtacular.com. But while you're there, check out the forums. There are many
regular Halo events you can get involved with, or TV shows and ABC Family. So meet some cool fellow gamers. If you want to get involved in the community, check out the Podtech Professional Recreational Clans, PC Clans, Community Stats Events, and much, 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 much more.
Because we all know how well the Pro Clan's going right now.
It's going so
Ba-dum-bum.
It's going very swimmingly.
Swimmingly?
Yeah.
Swimming. Word.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it's a word. I don't know what it means, but it's a word. Oh, it's going swimmingly, sir. Thank you.
It's not going south.
That's odd.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot of breathing.
Oh, then I'm wind tunnel.
Am I on?
Or someone.
Yes.
Someone. Okay. Thanks to everyone that contributes to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events, working on the site to keep it up and running, helping out with the bills by donating through PayPal, following us on Twitter and Facebook, or subscribing to the show on iTunes and Zune Marketplace. Give us money.
As soon as I turn 18 and get a credit card, I'll donate. So.
Oh, God.
If I have money left by then.
Can't see that ending well.
Should we get this away?
And check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, Post Game Report, and Destructoid.
Now, what does GCN stand for? I've always wondered that.
GamerCast Network.
Okay.
Only two of those shows don't have the word game in the title. You know what I'm saying?
All the good ones.
Yeah, and we need to take Achievement Junkie out because they haven't had a show in... like 18 months.
You guys say we're gonna take that out every show and it never gets taken out.
Yeah, we always say
it's taken out.
Let's be honest.
It's taken out
Anybody besides me, do you guys listen to it? Like I only
listen to what?
I listen to any of the shows.
I listen to
Destructoid.
I listen to Post Game Report and Gamertag Radio.
Yeah, that's a Gamertag.
I listen to Uncle Gamer.
Okay.
Because Paris is awesome.
Yeah, Paris. I love Paris.
I've been slowly adding Paris. All of them on there just so I can get a familiarity. Since we're technically part of the Gamercast Network, it might be actually decent to listen to their shows as well.
We got to represent.
We're the only Game-specific podcast.
Destructoid makes money.
Why don't we make money?
Well, we're working on the system.
No one goes to popular.com. PayPal.
We're working on a system that hopefully...
some gold prize.
We've been trying to work on the system. We haven't been working on it too much, but hopefully it'll get somewhere.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to... I don't think we mentioned it yet, but it's going to be the last episode for a while. I mean, not like a while. I'm going to take like a couple... looking like maybe a month or two.
Well, I think we're gonna take this break off. We'll actually have to talk about it.
And then when we take the break off, we're gonna be doing. Come back and.
Yeah.
Everything we're gonna do, we'll be back at that time.
Yeah.
Which brings us to our next point.
Record some clips.
Gonna be gone for probably about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We get ready to head into the new year with school and everything, and Greg and I are going to work out a time where we'll actually record every time and not jump around like we have been for the past 2 months.
Jump around.
Lots of new announcements, lots of new changes to the website to come. The show format's going to be a little bit different. And
not really.
It's going to be a little...
We say that. We're not being serious. We say that.
I have... I have plans. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
And corn.
So look for the changes, and we'll make announcements on the website with progress and stuff like that. A couple things to point out. The IRC is still being worked on. There's still a few kinks to work out, but other than that, it's up and operational. PK has been hanging out there a lot, giving me some grief.
Hey, you're attacking my channel.
You're attacking my IRC server.
I'm not saying anything. Public.
False.
It's mine. I set it up.
I'm still pretty confused on what IRC is, so I have an
internet IRC. Relay chat.
It's a big yeah. chat room.
But everyone just yelled.
The chat room.
That, I got it.
Whenever you like watch TV and they're always like, what are your kids doing on the internet? It's one of those.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your kids are? They're on the Podtacular IRC channel.
Chatting with random
creeps like G. Lewis.
Yes.
That would be an awesome commercial.
The internet is a series of tubes, all right? Okay, and whenever the tubes get mixed together, whenever the fluids running through the tubes get mixed, then you can talk to each other through IRC.
Don't cross the tubes.
No, you want to cross the tubes because that's how IRC works. It's just a bunch of cross tubes.
I was just wanting to say something.
Makes so much sense now.
Yeah. Al Gore was a genius.
Look, the internet is not a dump truck, all
right? That's right. It's a series of tubes.
It's a series of tubes.
And it gets clogged up sometimes.
Okay. Well, enough of our ranting. The person you heard doing the announcements at the beginning of the show was actually amplified, and he decided to just do that and that alone. So he was here for all of, I guess, 30 minutes while we were setting up.
Thank you, Amplified.
Wait, is he on an MLG team?
Getting your time.
Yes.
He is.
Yeah.
He is his own MLG team. It's like 1-on-4.
pretty scary watching him play.
Speaking of which, Chucky and Greg, aren't you both going to be at Orlando?
That would be a no. We didn't break that to you yet.
Uh-oh.
Where's Greg?
Greg? What's going on here? Going on?
I'm watching Halo and Yielding. What are we doing?
We're talking about you going to MLG Orlando.
Oh, I'm not going. What did MLG go?
Okay. Okay.
You posted a thread.
And I have a work deadline like the very next day. So. Yeah.
Well, that's understandable for you.
Yeah.
No, for me, I'm just poor.
You're a respectable member of the community, Chucky. I don't know.
No, like, it was planned. I mean, I was going to go, and then this happened, so. I might still run down there just so I can experience it, but I'm not sure.
Experience all of that free Dr. Pepper. It's awesome.
It could be worth it just for that.
They open it for you. They have girls that stand there with some sort of strange single-use like tool that I've never seen before. It like only opens, you know, cans of soda. And they sit there and they ask you, do you want Dr. Pepper cherry or Dr. Pepper regular?
The weird thing about that, Brent, is I was having a dream about that exact situation last night.
Well, this is heaven on earth. And that's exactly what they do.
That's a job they're getting into your mind now. All you can think about is Dr. Pepper now. You've been dreaming about it.
Actually, that caused a problem because we managed to get on the main stage. We were like sitting right next to the main stage, and I drank so much Dr. Pepper that I had to leave, and I wasn't sure they were going to let me back in because there were like 50 people trying to get on the main stage, and we had somehow got onto the side benches where famous people and the moms of MLG pros and stuff.
we got the places we weren't supposed to get to, which was somewhat surprising.
Well, it's not that we weren't supposed to be there, it's just no one else realized that. I mean, you just sit there. I mean, it's kind of what we did. We just kind of sat down. No one said anything.
Brian Gerard.
Yeah. So then I ended up having to leave to use the restroom. And then Greg talked to the security guy that stood next to the little latch they have that separates the main gate from the people trying to get in. And he's like, yo, get that guy back in. And he's like, all right. And he opened the gate.
was that the same guy that you ran over when we first went in there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh man,
you
I'm sorry.
Thing that's too funny.
It wasn't my fault, dude. Actually, that might have helped us get up. That might have helped us get the seats we got. You know, a little distraction.
Yeah.
Distract mode. I got this.
Distract him. I'll knock the bell down. You go sit in the. You go sit on the bench. Save me a speech. Great. So that was crazy.
Okay. Well, without further ado, I am Duststorm. Greg.
Thank you, Lewis.
Everyone's slacking here. Brant, you're...
No, I said it. I said I'm Brant Gamer.
Oh, we didn't hear you.
I'm Painkiller 05.
I'm Chucky J.
And I am the ODSTEJ.
And we'll see you guys in about 3 weeks.
Keep on dragging trucks.
Keep on frog blasting the vent core.
Keep on trucking. <Yes. laughs>
Nice reference, PK.
This week on the GamerCast Network. Pixel Junk Shooter, Revenge of the Wounded Dragons, and Blu-ray 3D are covered in episode 80 of the Sarcastic Gamer PlayStation Podcast. The Podtoid has to apologize. Episode 129 is one of the most insane, fast-paced, entertaining episodes they can remember, but the audio is awful. Adam Dork picked a hell of a week to go to Japan. Just how bad is the action Puzzler the Void? Find out in episode 173 of the Video Game Show. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.